For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Authorities today eased evacuation orders for a majority of the 50,000 people displaced by a failing toxic chemical tank in Garden Grove. The reduction of the evacuation zone to an area about 65% smaller allowed around 34,000 to get back to their residences. Interim OCFA Fire Chief TJ McGovern said the chances of a massive blowout have been mitigated, but a smaller explosion may still be possible. About 16,000 people remained under evacuation orders as of Monday evening. A rising number of parents of young kids in California say they struggle with food insecurity. That's according to the Stanford Center on Early Childhood, which found that in January, 47% of parents surveyed answered yes to questions like, "Did you cut the size of your meal because there wasn't enough money for food?" Abigail Stewart Kahn is managing director of the center.
One Sacramento County parent told us, "I'm having to starve myself so my children can eat." And that is an experience that is unfortunately replicated across the state of California. It's not an outlier when nearly half of California parents are having to make those kinds of impossible choices.
Parents also describe making trade-offs between paying for food and other basic needs. California state workers rallied in downtown Sacramento last week to push back on Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order, sending them back to the office 4 days a week. Cap Radio's Greg Michek was there.
The rally outside the State Environmental Protection Agency headquarters drew about 100 members from several public employee unions. Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered state employees back to offices effective July 1st. He has maintained that on-site work improves collaboration, innovation, and accountability. The order applies to roughly 100,000 telework-eligible state employees and would require them to spend at least 4 days a week in the office. State scientist Steve Sanders says workers have proved themselves remotely.
State workers and scientists, engineers, lawyers, we've been doing the work essentially fully remotely and very competently for the past 6 years or so.
Sander points to what he sees as the irony of the rally's location.
It's going to increase everybody's traffic, not just state workers, you know, congestion, pollution in terms of vehicles on the road. And we're outside of an agency where we're supposed to be fighting pollution.
Public employee union SEIU 1000 has filed an unfair labor practice charge against the state. A bill from Assembly Democrat Alex Lee would require agencies to offer telework to the fullest extent possible. It cleared a second committee meeting last week and now heads to the assembly floor. In Sacramento, I'm Greg Michek.
State lawmakers have passed a resolution proclaiming this Firefighter Mental Health Awareness Week in California. It's concord by Democratic Senator Tim Grayson. The resolution urges California firefighters, both active and retired, to dedicate the week talking with their peers about the impacts they face from the job, resources that are available, and destigmatizing behavioral health struggles. Since President Donald Trump signed an executive order to create a deep-sea mining industry, businesses have raised millions from investors and stock prices have soared. At least nine companies are in talks with the government for access to seabed minerals. Sections of the seafloor from American Samoa to Alaska could be auctioned for offshore mining this summer and through the fall. But a close look at some of the companies involved reveals uncertain track records and history spattered with legal disputes, while major questions about how the minerals would be processed and refined remain unanswered. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.